The Lord be with you.
And with
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw that the stone was removed from the tomb. She ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived first at the tomb. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Happy Easter to all of you, to your families who gather, to all of you who may be visiting St. Joseph this morning. We welcome you, and it's a joy to see so many of you here. Jesus has truly risen, and this solemnity of Easter, this great celebration that we have been celebrating, is one that maybe has a little bit of an extra importance to us, because last year we weren't allowed to be in the church for Easter. And so it's a beautiful thing to have all of you with us here at St. Joseph and at this parish. Michelangelo, the artist, has done many amazing and beautiful things in his life, sculptures that go down in history, like the Pietà. But there are also many minor works that he has done throughout his life that many people don't know about. And if you ever get a chance in your lifetime to go to Rome and visit some of the beautiful churches there, there's a smaller church than St. Peter's. There's many of them. It's called St. Maria, I'm going to mess up the names. Santa Maria Sopra Minerva. I don't speak Italian. Been there a few times. It's a beautiful church. And there's a small sculpture in there, relatively small. And it's of the resurrected Jesus. And it was done by Michelangelo. And when you go in there and you see it, it's striking in its beauty and also its symbolism. It's Christ in his resurrected form, and Michelangelo sculpted him to look like he was, you know, coming home from a war. He's like a masculine Jesus. He's victorious. You know that when you see him that he is strong and confident. And what's interesting is in his arm, under his left arm, he is holding a small cross. Not a large cross that he would have hung upon during his passion, a small cross. And it is said that Michelangelo did that because he wanted to show that Christ is victorious over sin and death. That the cross, which seemed to be large and intimidating and frightening, is now small and innocent and not scary at all. Christ is victorious because of his great love for us. Christ is victorious because of his promise to the world that I would come to bring salvation. In the love of Christ and in the victory of the cross, we know that we are no longer orphans. We are no longer alone. That we have a heavenly home. We have a heavenly Father. That we are so perfectly loved by God. All of this we know to be true because of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. It is Jesus who literally shows us the way. The way is in and through his love for us. That he gave his life for the salvation of the world. That he rises and shows us the way to the Father. And so he asks one thing. Remain in my love. Remain in the glory of this love that has no end. The true Easter joy, the truth that is Easter, is that love is eternal. In and through Jesus, we are loved completely and perfectly. How has he taught us to love like this? Because he calls all of us to this kind of sacrificial love. We'll just read the Gospels. All throughout, the stories of Christ and his love for us come through. So the woman caught in adultery is an example. The Sermon on the Mount. In the Last Supper with his disciples. With the woman at the well, curing the paralytic, giving sight to the blind man, raising Lazarus from the dead, when he says to his disciples, "No greater love has this than to lay down one's life for one's friends." From the cross, when Jesus says, "Forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." In washing the feet of his disciples in the upper room after the Last Supper and saying to them, "Go and do likewise. Do this for the world." He loves us. Jesus loves us. Jesus is alive. Even now, after this terrible year that we've endured, the suffering that has come upon us in so many different ways, after so much sickness and death, after so much spiritual, mental, and emotional confusion, even as we face a culture of death, a culture of atheism, a culture of indifference, a culture of fear, Jesus still reaches to us from the heavenly kingdom. There is hope. There is love. I am still with you. He still invites the world, saying, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus has come so that we might have life abundantly. Easter is the celebration of Jesus breaking through every darkness, fear, and hatred. If you have been aware of yourself saying something like this at any time this year, what are we going to do? Or will this ever end? Or is there an answer? We have to remember that there is always an answer. Remind yourself of the reason that you are here. Jesus loves you. Pray to yourself as often as you can. Say the words, "Jesus loves me." It's a powerful prayer. the reality that we are loved by God, loved by the Father, loved by Jesus. That is why we are here. The love of Jesus has saved me. We are not alone, are we? We gather as the church. We are beloved sons and daughters of the Father. His love, his mercy, his life has saved us. And so we pray with great confidence and joy. Jesus, we trust in you. Amen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.